The housing plan and the stimulus plan were enacted last week and were greeted with a plunging stock market. What is happening? There were many people who thought the markets would rise on these government packages, but that didn't happen. What is taking place here is the world is starting to realize that Uncle Sam may be making promises it might not be able to keep. With literally trillions of dollars being promised for bailout after bailout, investors are finally realizing it just isn't possible for the United States to borrow this much money and pay it back at some point. With every bailout and stimulus package comes trillions more in debt, and that debt will either have to be paid back or defaulted on. When one looks at the amount of debt the U.S. is taking on, it starts to become obvious, even to the most economically ignorant, that paying it back is just not feasible because of the large amounts we owe. How does a nation pay back $14 trillion anyway, especially when it only makes that much each year, not counting what it needs to spend to operate? And more importantly, the $14 trillion the U.S. does make is what all of its citizens makes, not what the government makes. The government makes only a fraction of the $14 trillion a year, yet the government is on the hook for all of it. How will they pay it back? Well, the government will either take it from you and I, or it will print the money. It has no other place to get it. With all this borrowing and more on the way, investors worldwide are starting to regret their U.S. holdings of debt and are beginning to dump it in favor of more stable investments. Gold and silver are rising. Oil will probably soon follow. As the U.S. prints more and more dollars to pay for all these bailouts, we may begin to see another rush into commodities or tangible items that represent real value. Historically, commodities are purchased when paper dollars are printed in mass, and that's what we are seeing now. I recommended holding commodities 2 years ago when they skyrocketed and then they came down, and now I am looking to them again to protect investors against the flood of paper dollars that is coming out of Washington to pay for all these programs. Gold and silver are common hedges, but they are manipulated by the government as they are the true thermometer of a currency. But there are other less manipulated markets you can look to for protection along with gold and silver. Foreign currencies can help protect you as well as agricultural, oil, minerals, and other tangibles. How does the average investor buy these things? Well, gold and silver are easy to get, but what about the others? Fortunately for us, in today's market, there are many ways to buy tangibles in the forms of funds traded on the stock markets of the world. I favor a basket of many items, including gold and silver and foreign currencies, to protect myself and also make money. If you're not positioned in tangible items like gold, silver, oil, agricultural, and other currencies and markets, perhaps you need to make a change in your investment strategy. Do you just hold a basket of U.S. mutual funds? Did you just lose lots of money in this crisis? Is your investment strategy consist of buying and holding stocks for the long haul? Are you beginning to realize that strategy is not paying off and indeed causing you to lose month after month as the market tanks lower and lower? I want you to ask yourself, what strategy do you have if the market does continue lower? To buy and hold even longer? You probably don't have any money left to do the buy portion of the buy and hold strategy, but are your plans to just continue to hold? If it is, you're setting yourself up for even more losses if the market continues downward, and it will as long as the federal government pursues these bailout policies using more debt to finance these payouts. If you want answers, send us an email at moneymatters@kvmr.org and subscribe to our Money Matters Update. Both are free, and that's a strategy that's sure to be a winner. That email address again is moneymatters@kvmr.org. It's our way of saying thank you for listening to KVMR. That's it for your Money Matters Minute. I'm Mark Cunaberti for KVMR FM.